Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Don't you love it?
I do.
I feel like I should be smoking reefers while listening to it.
Or eating them.
Eat weed.
Paige is boofing them right now.
Oh.
Yeah, you want to boof a big nug? Yeah.
No,
sitting there,
I don't.
Taking a hit out of the campfire.
I don't even know what that means.
What
honestly.
Is, you want to boof or poof?
Neither.
Is that even what
I
you call
that?
I
want to go back to sleep if it's what on the it? Beach.
What is a poof?
I figured it was like a, you know.
No.
If that's a puff.
You could poof the puff.
Wouldn't it be the same thing if
we want the puff?
The puff is what we want. I don't think so. I think boof is, you know, we know what boof is, but
well, that's the way my dad would say booth.
What is that?
A booth is something you sit in at usually a restaurant or vote in. You vote in those. My daddy would vote in a booth.
Maybe let's get a booth.
Let's get a corner booth.
Your dad. Like,
what?
I don't want that at all.
People probably thought we were taking drugs with our butts. Like, they had no clue. My dad just could not. That's why, you know, Matthew.
Enunciation.
Math. I mean, any TH. Go take a bath, Matthew.
Your dad's Phil.
My dad. I'm Matt's dad's Phil. That's what he would say.
Aww.
The possession. I never learned that. Truly. And now I go back and forth with it. Not my sexuality. No. My last
Nobody
name.
Nobody ever assumed that.
My last name starts. It ends with an S. It's weird. My day starts with one. My last name ends with one. And used to. And the reason I know this is because someone gifted my mom this sign. And it said, the Harrises. Now remember, I went to speech class all through elementary school because I could not say my S's without sounding like a freaking snake.
You smell them, you couldn't say them.
For miles.
So you went the T way.
My dad with the th. Kind of like Cody Rhodes, like a little dusty. Matthew, a little bit of that.
Did they wonder if, you know?
You know, there was bullies that would say things like that. There's this one, when I was in first grade, think about
first
this.
First grade, wow.
First grade, yeah, it was. It was at Cone. Getting bullied by a fifth grader.
That's an interesting question.
And he called me Priss Pants, because the way I would say S's.
Wait a minute. What if he had a lisp and he's trying to say the other?
Like I'd urinated my pants?
Yeah, like he's calling you Priss Pants, but like, are you trying to call me?
Like he thought I pressed myself?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's in speech class, too.
No, he wasn't in speech class.
Priss Pants? What? Priss Pants?
Priss Pants.
Oh, my God.
Priss Pants.
What are you saying to me, bully?
I'm ready to priff my pants.
Oh, Lord.
You know, sometimes
Mike Tyson went to my school.
Sometimes bullies were in your family, too. The Priss Pants.
Dude, I mean, you're right.
Priss Pants, you're at school.
You see that in movies when the bully goes home at the end of the day, like his dad's beating his ass. Like, that's why the bully's the bully.
Oh, you didn't bully enough today in school, kid.
Like, sometimes the kid's just a dick. I mean, yeah, he's just a prick.
A lot of them
women, too. Like, there's some little girl bitches, right, Paige?
Oh, man.
You've seen the Clueless, Mean Girls, or whatever.
Mean Girl Club.
We know about Sue Butcher, so.
Oh. Yeah. Abdullah's daughter.
Yep. She's all right.
Sue the Butcher.
She just liked to fight.
Rob Ineri is going to think that he's got a case. No, Sue was her first name.
God. Nobody ever crosses Paige. Like, she's cool with him, like, immediately.
She's too...
You should hate Sue Butcher.
Yes. What an intervention this can turn into.
Who do you want me to hate? I don't hate.
You're too forgiving.
You really are.
Like, how many cheeks you got? Because you keep turning them all, baby.
You know, it's South Carolina. It just... You just gotta... You can't...
She was the girl with three butt cheeks.
What the hell? Because I said that the other night with a situation going, what the hell? Okay, I'm removing myself.
She WTH'd it.
Dang, I've seen people lose friendships over
and
this.
You know, I was Shut always up. Taught to act, well, see, in the South, you're always taught to act like a lady. And that's what no messed woman. Me up. I come from the same
Out script. Out West, they teach you to dress
the
like
The same
one.
Script that your mother came from. I hate to tell you that.
The Sanskrit.
Where you're gracious.
Oh.
You know.
It's my favorite font.
But Paige is like, you're like, you know, cotillion type, you know, that lifestyle, right?
Yes. Yes. Cotillion, antebellum. Mm. What's the difference?
A lot.
You both wore them huge ass dresses.
Yeah.
But I've known people that like, look, like, you know, you let people walk over you and we can't be friends.
I mean, I confront people, but I'd rather not. I'm gonna win the game anyways, because a lot of people do a lot of nothing in their life, trying to make people miserable, like on Facebook or calling people out for no reason. And when I have people
things. This is a side of you we've not seen.
People doing horrible things to me.
All it took was making fun of people with lisp.
I have confronted them with it too. And say that I will forgive you, but you will never be in my life ever again.
That's a forgive, not forget.
Yes.
And that's smart. People say that if you don't forget, you haven't really forgiven. Bull crap. That's how you learn lessons.
I'm not going to forgive or forget.
One boy went.
Choice is yours. Going out tonight?
That you know and you hope that he never comes back to South Carolina for the things that he did to me. I still talk to him to this day.
Which is weird. I have to say, since the door just got
I had a different example, but that's a good
that
example.
That one's weirder to me.
And I say, with your drinking problem and the things that you did to me, I'm glad that you have grown up and you're not torturing that woman like you did me, that you're married to and you have children, and hopefully that you are not sick in the head and you have a good life and you're getting the mental health that you need.
And there's a possibility, I think, that he could work himself back in if he wanted to.
I don't think so, because the trust is gone. Once I lose your trust, I don't want to.
But I thought it would be like an
emphatic
no. I don't
hate you. I don't think about you. I pray for you. But that's
you talk to him.
I do, because I don't hate him, you know. And I've put that behind me, what he did to me.
I tell you my example. You tell me if I'm wrong or not. I feel like somebody essentially stole your car and you were cool with it. Like, it just.
Oh, fat boy.
And then, like, I felt mad for you. I'm like.
See, you know what the problem is? It's because this conversation will go until 10 o'clock off air.
Because you know what? You have to think of the end game. What am I going to get out of it? You know, not only was this guy's mother was involved and she was attacking me, and I'm just like, look, this person promised me something.
Okay. Beat her old ass.
Can we say this?
There's
just
no
so
point in it.
I don't have to. This could go in a different way. When you say torture, I don't want people to think you're like locked in a basement and, you know, like one of the portions of the movie Seven or anything.
No,
like
I
that.
Wasn't. I was, if anybody was in a domestic violence situation, I live with somebody.
Best way to say that. Okay.
And,
perfect.
And you don't know.
But the mom also now.
This is a different situation with.
said guy?
No, okay. That was somebody else. No.
Wow.
The car.
This is the car situation.
Yeah.
Not
or
this.
Somebody I trusted and I needed help and he had. I just let it go.
Hell, it's
because
an effing car.
I ask people to help me and I think that they will help me. But they're just looking at their end game and what they can get out of me, thinking I have a ton of money. And
you know,
that's what happens all the time.
Last person's offered to help you, like in the parking lot, you turned them down.
Right.
Because I don't need that kind of help.
Or often free fellation.
And you know, honestly, I don't know
if it's a real word or not.
I would like someone to say, look, I don't want to have sex with you. I'm not attracted to you in any way. I just want to be your friend. Nobody ever says that to me. I just want to hang out with you.
Paige,
I never hear that.
I just want to hang out with you. And I'll
say that, but I ain't saying that other stuff because, you know, that ain't true.
What? That you don't have sex with her?
Like, I will have sex with her. Oh, okay. We hang out.
Well, I will
do that for you.
Thank you.
Especially if I can get, you know, what
I feel like y'all don't realize we're on the air right now.
I feel like I can get, like, you know.
You made me cry. That's very sweet.
I'm going to get your house. Wow. I want the lake house. I want the
car.
Well,
who's making you cry? Me saying that I will just hang out with you and not try to do you? Or him saying, yes, he's married and he wants to have sex with you at the lake house?
No, when you say that you would.
I wanted to say the other.
It's a work wife.
I don't want you to have to answer questions that you don't want to answer. But I know, and likely I am the culprit because I don't really put too much, I don't really hold too much back when talking about stuff.
No filter. He's like an old coffee machine. No filter.
That was my dad's nickname for my friends in high
school.
Coffee
machine?
No, the filster.
Filster.
Yeah.
But he would pronounce it as the filter.
And you know, and have a female relationship that's, I mean, I have great friends.
Let me get the hot music.
Like my friends.
Human centipede style.
Like my friends that I've had for so many years, there's no competition. We love each other. But in other encounters, say at my other job, there is some competition. There is like a peeing match, if you will.
Wow. Let me get tickets
to
that.
We have contests. Y'all do matches.
I mean, where you have to
paintball matches.
You have, you know, it's always something. And there's people fighting around, and you're just going, "What's the purpose of this?"
I know how females get when you put them together.
Why can't you support each other without talking about each other and tearing each other down? That's why I forgive and move on.
You know how catty some females can get.
I do.
I've been, oddly enough, to say this. Ironically enough. I feel like you aren't catty enough sometimes.
Yeah.
Around these bitches, if you will.
But we get the barbershop version of Paige.
That's
or
true.
The beauty salon, whatever your choice. We get to hear like what Paige really like. If you're one of Paige's close friends, like what she thinks about you. Because I'll tell you.
Oh, my close friends, I love them. You know, I would take a bullet for my close friends.
See, you probably share bullets.
Oh, my God. You know what? I want to go off on that, but I'm clarifying. We'll reset it again. Hold on. Paige, you are, I wanted two words I wanted to describe you as, but it will sound very crass. And it's naive and gullible. Because You water, what's the old phrase that I've seen it on the TV screen out here? Something about, no, I haven't. They wouldn't put it here. It's something about don't water plants that don't grow for you or whatever.
Yesterday's home runs don't win today's games.
Be a sweetie, wipe the city, whatever that thing is. Like, you do and do and do and do and do and do. Like, when it comes to taking bullets for people in this world, like, I'm going to be honest and tell you there's like three.
Yeah, three
men.
There's
three.
There's more I'd give bullets to.
Right.
He's not
talking about the sex toy.
If somebody ever wanted me to write my tell-all, it would ruin lives. I can just say that. But not my friends,
He's like the female of Puff Daddy.
The things that I've seen people do here, you know, not just here, but just encountering people, is just shocking to me. So, and I forgive them.
You got anything on me?
Oh, that's a first chapter,
gosh.
Buddy.
Don't even. Well, I mean,
she's known you the longest of anybody. There's only three people in here, but still.
God, I am probably the longest continual like person in your life.
Yes.
Me too. You
the longest relationship I've ever had with
a man.
You
don't get too constipated, or whatever that word is.
Yeah. It took me like 6 hours that night.
Yeah.
I was sexually constipated.
I mean, I don't have anything. I don't have anything.
Why don't they call it that?
That's when you constipate the relationship.
With
when you
my
get
relationship with you, I don't have anything on you that's damaging to you that people don't already know that you've done to yourself.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show.
Come on, knock on my door. Hello.
Freaking Gary Hoey, man. Is he not
I
the best?
I love him.
I think that's him on the chimes.
I saw him on something recently. Might be a little interview. One of these.
Might have been daydreaming.
One of these digital shorts. I'm like, I haven't seen Hoey in years. He used to come here a lot.
He used to come play this area a good bit. And he had family in the area. And so that's why. Smart move, like gotta go see so and so. Might as well book some shows while we're in the area.
Do you remember the two that stands out to me because it always surprises? One was Marion Ross, and we talked to her. She's got family here.
Yeah.
The other one was Christian Slater.
Oh yeah, God, he was doing shout outs to people he knew in Anderson.
It's like, what is going on?
I would.
That's when Christian Slater says, "Yeah, I've been family." I want to say he's like. Or maybe his friends of the family or whatever, but like he called him like by name, and I want to say like they heard it and called in or something. It was wild.
You know what he's doing now?
He seems so cool.
What?
He's going to be in the new Young Guns.
Oh yeah.
He's doing part 3.
Old Guns.
It's called Dead or Alive, I think. And evidently Pancho Villa is going to be like a big part in it.
Wow.
Oh, well, who's going to play him?
I don't know.
Deep Roy.
They haven't said, God. You imagine if it was LaFlamme.
He's always on the horse.
any male nudity in this one?
Well, hopefully. They haven't said much about it.
Fingers crossed, Paige.
The only thing they said is who's going to be in it and that it's actually going to happen.
Hollywood only gives the Dugan out when it comes to nudity now. It's
like that's okay with me.
Up until the mid to late 90s, like they were just... programming in the, and I say programming because that's what it is, the boobs and the butts of girls and stuff, and now it's
overrated.
No, it's the ding-a-ling. Any kind of, like, and I've said this before, and this is not sexist or phobic of any kind. But I think if you're going to say that there's going to be some nudity, if it says brief nudity, I want to know, is it somebody bent over showing the crack of their ass, or are we seeing nipples? When it says sex, I'd like to see one of them little print symbols to tell me if it's going to be a man or a woman. Together.
Yeah.
I think I know the answer.
Well, the question started because that Kevin Bacon movie, when it said strong sexual, and it's about kids going to camp. Not kids, but like, you know, Jason style movies, teenagers. 18 and older.
Because you don't feel so sorry for them.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to talk about teenagers having sex without saying 18 and older.
Yeah.
No, we'll save that one.
I mean, did you imagine you're 19 right now, but you're a teen? Like, you don't like being thrown you're into the 13, like, 14, 15. I get that.
You think you're older.
Too old to do.
I was there before.
Old stuff. Enough to get in trouble, but too young to get in trouble.
I need to write a country song.
Yeah. Old enough to know better, but
still too young to give a damn.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Or care.
I remember those days.
I deal a gad. I don't go as strong as the gaff, but a gad. Call me Josh.
I was watching a movie, and it said brief graphic nudity.
And I'm brief, like, graphic nudity.
Only one nipple.
Well, Dakota Johnson was in. I'm like, it's going to be her. She's going to be naked. No, it was a picture of a guy on her phone that was naked from the waist down.
Oh well.
Like, or like smoking. Do they put? Because I know Netflix.
Better put what you smoking first.
You need to put. Well, that's, I was going to say they put on their tobacco use. I've noticed they'll use drugs. So. Smoking, yeah, you're right. It's kind of ambiguous. Like, what are you smoking?
Well, is it pot, cigs, or pole?
Is the guy a barbecue master?
He's right about the nudity thing, because guys on porn, they love it. But women, if they end up on some, like, revenge porn site, that's horrible.
I declare we're not going to allow that here in South Carolina.
Don't say that word.
Okay, so.
Revenge pornography.
Some ex-girlfriend puts you on a revenge porn site, which you'd be. You're like, oh, guys, hell yeah. Now I get more action. You know, but it's so weird.
I mean,
so
do I get a profit of it?
No.
The male nudity in movies is supposed to be comedic.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's Dewey Cox sitting there on the phone and somebody walking by and just standing there with their...
But I think it's only funny to men, though.
Snuffleupagus.
Because sometimes you're like, I don't want to see that.
Why would you not want to see this? Hilarious.
It wasn't a joke or an exclamation mark when... Like, they never showed... Let me be graphic, if I may, but gross boobies in movies.
Well...
It was...
There was something about Mary, but that was comedic effect.
It was... That was also telling you not to tan so much. Go to the gym or do laundry a little bit more. Tan it so much.
GTL. DTF.
But the
I mean, is that your calling card? Because I think women have empathy for men. And even if it's... Let's face it. The penis isn't... If that's your calling card and you're going to show it everywhere, that's not going to get you through the door.
I feel like it might.
Be handsome.
Mine comes in the door before I do.
If you're a hideously ugly man and you have an amazing dingling, I don't think it's going to help you.
You know when it does help?
Oh my God.
When in that moment.
It's so funny.
There's probably somebody out there that's
I'm
like.
I'm a stunt dingling, but I have no face. I mean,
I'm keeping that drop forever. Wow.
Like, Dan, you're getting so much material today to write new page songs.
Sorry, but
she was zipping goobs last week, right? He turned that over in like 2 days. We got to hear some kind of.
You were like, didn't you see me at, you know, in Gemstones? That was mine.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's the amazing ding-a-ling. No, you know what his moniker would be? Or his, you know, like when the Undertaker comes out, you hear the gong.
Because honestly. Gong.
You would hear like this big bell ringing. For when it's the amazing ding-a-ling.
You may think it's amazing, but you have to be able to use it.
Like
that's
Spider-Man
the problem,
amazing.
Boys. You have to know how to use the ding-a-ling.
Oh my God, we need some help out here. Where is he at? Wait a minute. Well.
I'm sorry.
We try the other one.
I was going to say, we don't have the bells ringing on that one. Oh, we put out the symbol. Instead of a bat symbol, we're ringing the big gong, calling for the amazing ding-a-ling.
Call him, damn it,
please.
Chief.
I'm trying my best, Commissioner. I'm Irish.
I'm trying to call the amazing Dangalang.
He had a weird kind of like Liam Neeson kind of maybe what was that?
I'm trying to call the Dangalang.
It's kind of like Seamus was up there, like I'm trying to ring the Dangalang.
I'm trying to get the Dangalang.
We need some help here in Gotham City.
We need somebody to stop the crime.
Come on, Commissioner Gordon, help me ring the ding-a-ling.
Where is the amazing ding-a-ling?
Gung.
Bring in the ding-a-ling.
Gung.
That's what's going to get it. It's got to be a woman's voice doing it. Who's going to come out to just
That's
some guys
That's a great point.
It?
We're in Gotham, not San Francisco. Paige, help us ring the ding-a-ling. You're right. Like the gate master in the what was that damn reference in Ghostbusters?
What was
Rick Moranis I'm was the key master. She was the gatekeeper, vice versa, whatever it was. You remember?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I am the key master.
I am the gatekeeper.
We are up here in the top of... We need a better name than Gotham because that's a direct ripoff of Batman.
Okay, yeah, we'll get sued.
Okay, Cool Hand, P1 Cool Hand Luke says on text, so Paige isn't into Ron Jeremy. No, not at all. He is.
Okay,
he's talking about Phil Verone. That's what she likes. But, you know, from one hog to another.
But okay. No.
I've got it.
Okay, what?
We're in Fingerville.
Oh, hang on. I got to wait.
Which
gotta
is a local town.
Yes.
Which, don't even Google why it's called Fingerville. It's not. They practice abstinence.
Is it just chicken?
No, they would be called Nuggetville now.
Oh.
People don't do chicken fingers anymore. Everybody's about them nugs.
Oh, it's a crime wave that hits Fingerville.
Like, we want to shorten everything. Nugs. But don't do it when talking about a sexual preference.
Because, okay,
don't shorten that. Okay, you can go rom-com all day, but don't call somebody a homo.
Back to the dangling.
Right.
Okay, say you're a beautifully handsome man.
There's a lot of that.
And I
and
am.
And you have a tiny dangling.
I am not.
No woman is ever going to love you, because I'm sure there's a lot of men out there that are beautifully handsome, have a lot of women that chase after him.
But have a grotesque
penis.
But
once he takes his pants off, they're like, uh-oh. Oh. Thank you, bye-bye. It's women aren't gonna do that to you. They're going to say, okay, well, there's other things.
Finger bell.
Compensate for that.
They won't outwardly express it, but they'll be very disappointed on the inside.
I don't believe that to be true.
We just got the name of our fair city to get the amazing ding-a-ling to come and help us. And now y'all are taking this in a different path.
Like, if you're a woman with huge genitalia, I'm going to be like, all right, this is different. That's cool.
Are you?
I love the big Montana.
I don't know if this is true. I don't have a map in here, but P1 Jethro says that Fingerville is next to Pound Town. Is that true?
I think it is.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, that's where all the puppies come from.
Where is... Okay.
That's really where they came from.
My bad. I know. Okay, so that's why we ended up in Pound Town. I was... Dang it.
Remember that Pound Puppies of Pound
Furry? I was driving the beef bus one day. So we were supposed to go to Tuna Town. We ended up...
That's the worst
one. We ended up in Pound Town.
It's right up there with Turd Cutter. That's one of the worst ones ever.
Can I just
beef
say...
Stop it!
Somebody
said... Well, I had to explain it to her. She looked at me like a deer in headlights.
Well, somebody said that I was acting like... I don't know if I can say that together in one sentence.
Oh, write it down. Please write it down.
Blank sucker.
B-I-C-T-H?
No, I'm like Goldie Blanks.
You still got to write it down on the Goldie who? On?
Pops. Kind of like Goldie Locks, yeah. That it has to be just right.
Like if
it's like the, you know, because
if your
Goldie
first
Lux
name was Courtney, would that be your name?
Was trying out the beds and it had to be just right. I'm not that way. I'm not looking for the perfect one.
I thought she was eating porridge.
It's not too big. It's not too small. It has to be just right.
I thought just right meant like two or three.
Because if it's like humongous, you're going to be just like, you need to go take that somewhere else because.
Let's see if I can fire this off.
You know what I mean?
What, the go to break music?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was...
Why are you a penisist? That's what I want
to
know.
I'm not trying to be. Well, I love all.
He's a pessimist.
I love all. It's the person that you love, not what he's swinging.
You're being a pessy right now.
You're
right,
you're being.
I am not. I'm
hey,
sorry.
Hey, Paige is a pessy. Mystic person.
I don't like your anti-wienerism right now. Being
I'm not
honest
trying
with you.
To be that way.
I'm
oh
usually anti-wiener.
If you read what people are saying...
It's I so turned offensive. It off after it's the terrible. Opening segment when people started in on me again about chicken eggs.
Oh, you know what? You know, there was a good text yesterday. I forgot a very important sound drop.
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
I apologize. That, I got called on it.
Well, I got DM'd by somebody that, I mean, and I'm not making any jokes, but like they are a friend of mine or whatever. I'm like, go back and listen to it. I did not say that I think that I, as a human being, could fertilize a chicken egg. Did not think that.
Which I didn't think.
I was just explaining that it takes that. Fat Boy was saying he didn't want to eat a farm egg because he's afraid there might be,
babies in
a little baby.
I don't eat babies.
And I was like,
I can get that.
That's why you keep them separated.
You said the longer they sit on it, like the more of a chance of fertilization. Then I said the egg would taste like dookie.
But they're on a ramp, so when they do pop out, they only have one a day. Sometimes in the wintertime, they'll have none. Or if they're like.
Does it smell like a fart though when it comes out? Like, oh,
I've never been right there when the one popped.
Yeah.
But like when a bunch of raccoons got like six of my chickens last.
Was it like humping them or like what's
no, he killed them. None of them had eggs for like 2 weeks. Like it scared, like it screwed them up mentally. You think about that. You saw a bunch of people coming in ravaging your people, you know, probably like the Indians.
Or somebody's watching me waiting for me to squat out an egg. Like,
and then you got to go over there and fertilize. The bees do it best. They do.
Yeah. Having a farm is a lot of work.
Yeah. Well,
much easier than
McDonald.
Not having.
Well,
had a.
My daughter does 99.9% of it. I mean, she does. Yeah.
She runs.
She's
it.
A saint.
She's a go-getter. All right, we're not going to be able to do headlines now because you've talked so much.
We really won't.
yes.
No, you want to like promote like half a story you'll do when we come back?
Yeah, we'll talk about how a director is looking for a guitar, and I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines.
If you go to the Guitar Center, there you go.
I know. Go to Pecknell.
No, this story is solved. A very famous guitar.
I think we can have lunch.
All right, we'll find out who that famous guitar director is. Is that what you said? All right. Good morning.
Maybe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Like Gossamer.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige. And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So, Gibson Guitars and Universal Home Entertainment and director Doc Krotsner.
Oh, what a
They're teaming up together for a documentary, Lost to the Future, and it's going to document the search for the Gibson ES-345 Cherry Red guitar that Michael J. Fox played.
No one knows where that is.
And Back to the Future, yes.
Oh, what if I have it?
Do you have it?
No, I don't.
It's been missing since 1985. Where were you in 1985? You think you stole the guitar?
So all that's right. Where most thieves were from, so I may have had it.
So Gibson obviously wants to find this cherished guitar.
Marvin Berry, your cousin.
And they even have made, have you seen this guitar poster with all the details on it? And the stars of the movie, including Michael J. Fox, made a video pleading for its return.
So I thought he would have it.
Why? I would have never. I assumed it was... God, I used to have this number in my head. It was either 95 or 1996 where the world opened their eyes to... So we came off that time of buying toys and saving them because we wanted them to be worth...
California Raisins, prime example.
Like all that stuff. And the world started like paying attention to this. And when I say the world, I mean Hollywood. When it comes to props... They were no longer using the same props and the same TV shows. Like those things hologrammed and put for auction or in a museum or most of the, not most of them, but a lot of the, you know, Universal, all those, they own those whole universes, meaning they have the museum in the theme park. It's a new amenity.
It's like baseball, swapping out the bases.
It's exactly dirt, ground, you know, infield dirt. They sell it bottled up now. I mean, like everything is saved. Thus, as predicted in Back to the Future 2, stuff like that in the future will not be worth anything because everyone saved them. When you look at them in the alley, when Doc is parking the DeLorean, there's trash everywhere. And what do you see in the trash cans for your weirdo like me? Laser discs. Yep. Full of laser discs. They were telling you at that time, these things ain't going to be nothing. And what are they?
Nothing.
They're big records you can watch movies on.
I don't even know if he was actually playing the guitar in the movie. Like, can he play?
I don't know that. I mean, I don't think he can anymore. I don't know if he certainly couldn't have that range there.
So back.
That's so wild, though. Like, that's an expensive guitar even then. So how does that just... Somebody stole it.
Well,
that's why Biff.
All I know is this beautiful cherry red guitar was rented from Norman's Rare Guitars in Los Angeles and returned after they were done with it. And after that point, nobody knows where it went.
How do you track it? Can you track a guitar? Do they have serial numbers?
That's a great question. Like a gun.
But this is what they're thinking.
Something like that, I bet you, does. Ghost guitar. I know they do because... it was on Pawn Stars that time. Doohickey had like the first...
Gary Hoey's guitar?
No, it was the first one out of Stratocaster. Is that right? Is that Gibson Stratocaster? Fender, that's it, yeah.
What do you have, Eric Clapton's Brownie?
I don't know, but that was the one. Remember they were trying to find someone who knew what it might be worth, and Chum was just walking down the street, and there was a dude from The Who. He's just walking down the street.
Roger Daltrey?
Yeah. I was like, this is when I find out these things are all staged.
You know it was going to be Pete. He faced a lot of questions.
Oh, who?
So it's likely they're saying that someone bought this guitar from Norman's and there's no record of the sale, but...
That, I mean, they would know that guitar was in the movie. There would be a record, yeah. Right?
And I hope Gary Glitter doesn't have it.
The guitar was... Oh, yeah.
Tell him where it's been.
He was a disappointment. The guitar was likely a 1960 or 61 model.
Oh, so I love when some of those people are like so like, hey, we can't feature a 1961 in a guitar in a movie that's supposed to be 1955.
Yeah, it was historically inaccurate.
That's right.
So like maybe some guy who got like John Popper's first harmonica, he's got this guitar too, and just a bunch of other stuff.
And I'll tell you.
Maybe my microphone from Nito Mosquito.
The reason why they want this so bad is this. Year is the 40th anniversary of Back to the Future, so they wanted to recreate the magic.
Dang, that's right.
Marty.
What a great movie. I even liked part three. I thought it was fun.
I've grown to love that one as well. It used to be still my least favorite one, but I've come to love it. I just love the futuristic part of the other stuff and that adaptation of what they thought, or representation of what they thought it was going to be like, and it's nothing like that.
Back to the Futures are like the Godfather movies. They're good, separate. You can't stack them against each other.
And you also can't, and I've said this umpteen times, but that's that element of movies where like the creativity's gone. Like they cannot, anytime they try to fabricate in movies what the future is going to be like, it's all dystopian. There's been a bomb. Everyone's living in trailers stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. Eating people.
Chicks are going to walk around with three boobs.
Enough about Asheville, North Carolina, Paige.
That's why they want to go to Mars, because there's
the new currency. New currency is time. We're buying things with time instead of, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, time is money, guys. We've told you all along.
Speaking of time, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys.
Oh, she's telling me I'm running late now.
No, I'm trying to be on time.
Well, thank you, Paige. Fat boy, this is not a battle. This is just a co-representation. I'm Mike Adamley. You're Dan Dierdorf. American Gladiators, if you don't get the
was
reference.
Was he on this?
Yeah. Mike Adamley and Dan Dierdorf.
God, he done a lot besides WGN News.
Yeah, he did.
And then wrestling.
He's got an IMDb page twice the size of yours.
Is he like mental real bad, though, when he couldn't be on TV?
Twice the size of yours.
Or I'm thinking of Mauro Ranallo.
Ranallo, the guy from the Mike Tyson Logan.
Oh yeah, he looked like Paul. Hell, man, in that fight.
Jake Paul, yeah.
Mauro Ranallo here.
Yeah, he looked sick, Paige.
Wild hair guy.
He looked at last pay per view Gordon Sully did. It was really sad. It was sad. Miss you, Gordon. All right, when we come back, the best damn audio. Fab, would you have a taste, or are we just out of time completely?
Completely out of time.
All right.
We owe him time.
We
now.
Promise you this one's going to be good. Best damn audio right after this. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.